Sunday evening's meeting between Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was hastily arranged. The crisis talks came after Russian President Vladimir Putin phoned his American counterpart Barack Obama Friday amid the biggest East-West confrontation over Ukraine since the Cold War. After Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, there have been reports of tens of thousands of Russian troops near Ukraine's borders. However, Minister Lavrov has denied any plans for an invasion, though he did not completely rule out military action, saying Moscow would protect the rights of ethnic Russians. Lavrov said, "We have absolutely no intention of or interest in crossing Ukraine's borders. We only want for the work to be multilateral, so those riots the West are trying to cover up, and present the situation in a good and serene way. So all this would stop." The president demanded from those here in power in Ukraine now and from their Western sponsors to take immediate measures to halt the riots. He said that we will be protecting the rights of Russians and Russian speakers in Ukraine using all political, diplomatic and legal means at our disposal. We should work honestly here. Whatever the outcome of Sunday's talks, huge crowds already gathered in Crimea's capital, Simferopol, to make clear they want to be part of Russia. Yet not everyone celebrates. Thousands of Crimean Tatars have been fleeing the peninsula amid fear of persecution. Russian officials also said the last Ukrainian soldiers still loyal to Kiev have left Crimea following the takeover of military installations by Russian forces. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.